Musique et infos pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
Ici Michel Joseph, hello and welcome to lesson number 43. Bienvenue à la leçon numéro 43 de English USA. Au cours de cette leçon, nous allons entendre Martin Lerner interviewer un garagiste. Nous allons entendre parler de réparation de voiture et des différentes parties d'une voiture, tout un nouveau vocabulaire. Vous apprendrez à décrire votre voiture. Si vous n'en avez pas une, décrivez celle d'un ami ou d'un voisin. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Voyons quelques expressions rapidement. Garage, c'est un garage. A mechanic, un mécanicien. Garage, mechanic. To fix a car, réparer une voiture. Ou bien, to repair a car. To restore a car, remodeler une voiture. To paint a car, peindre une voiture. To buy a car, acheter une voiture. To fix, to restore, to repair, to paint, to buy. Écoutez la leçon.
Good morning.
Hi, what can I do for you?
I want to write a story about garages. May I talk to you about your work? Do you have time?
Sure, I have a few minutes. What do you want to know?
May I record?
Okay.
Tell me the name of the garage.
Kelly's Cars.
And your name is Kelly?
Yes, I'm Kelly. Kelly Morgan.
What do you do, Kelly?
I'm a mechanic. I fix cars.
Are you the owner?
Yes, I own the garage.
When did you open the garage?
This garage is new. It's about 2 years old. I had an old garage.
Where?
The old garage was near the harbor. I moved. The building was too expensive. It was big. This building is smaller.
What did you do there?
I restored old cars.
What do you mean, restored?
I bought old cars.
How old?
20, 30, 40 years old, sometimes older.
Then what did you do?
I made that old car look like a new car. Okay? I bought an old car. I'm going to tell you about one car. It was a Packard. They don't make Packards now. It was black, and it was terrible.
What do you mean, terrible?
It was rusted. It was damaged. The paint was chipped. One window was broken. The tires were not good.
It sounds like my car.
Is your car 50 years old?
No, it's 5 years old. What did you do?
It had four doors. One door was bad. I found a good door in Michigan. I found a new window in Mississippi. I found excellent tires in Ohio.
What happened to the rust?
I repaired the rusted parts.
How?
I cut the damaged metal off, then I put new clean metal on. I had to paint the car, of course.
What color?
I wanted a brown car. I painted it brown. It looked expensive.
What happened to the inside?
The inside was very beautiful. It had nice seats. It had lovely wood panels. It was brown. I put new brown carpeting on the floor.
Les descriptions nous aident à imaginer un objet, par exemple une voiture, a car, qu'on ne peut pas voir. Kelly, le mécanicien, the mechanic, a décrit ce qu'il a fait pour remodeler une vieille voiture, an old car. Il a choisi des mots très descriptifs pour que Martin puisse bien imaginer la voiture dont il parle. Écoutez encore ces adjectifs, même si vous ne les connaissez pas toutes, écoutez-les bien.
New car, old garage, big building, black Packard, brown carpeting, wood panels, clean metal, excellent tires, bad door, terrible outside, beautiful inside. Expensive car. Rusted car. Damaged car. Chipped paint. Broken window.
Et maintenant, essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin avec des adjectifs descriptifs. Par exemple, si Martin y dit, What is your house like? What's your house like? À quoi ressemble votre maison? Comment est votre maison? Vous pouvez répondre, It's small. Elle est petite. It's large. Autre question, What is your car like? Ou bien, avec la contraction, What's your car like? It's old. Elle est vieille. It's blue. Elle est bleue. It's rusted. Elle est rouillée. Allez-y, répondez aux questions de Martin.
What is your house like? What is your shirt like? What is his car like? What is the hotel like?
Exerçons-nous avec les voitures. Do you have a car? Avez-vous une voiture? Do you have a car? Et si vous avez une voiture, What's your car like? Comment allez votre voiture? What is your car like? What's your car like? Décrivons cette voiture, la vôtre. Ou devons-nous commencer par la mienne? Commençons par la mienne. Une voiture américaine. I have a Buick. It's an old Buick. I have a Ford. I have a brand new Ford. J'ai une Ford toute nouvelle, brand new. I have an old Pontiac. He has a brand new Chevrolet. Did you see that Jeep? My father has a Dodge. Ce sont des voitures américaines. I love my new Chrysler. Look at that Plymouth. What a beautiful Cadillac. That's a Lincoln Continental. Voilà des marques de voitures américaines. Ford, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, Cadillac. Revenons à nos voitures. Décrivons cette voiture. It's a two-door. Elle a deux portes. It's old. It's rusted. Elle est rouillée. It's damaged. Elle est endommagée. Two-door, four-door. It's a four-door Pontiac. It's a two-door Jeep. It's a four-door Dodge. It's a Plymouth station wagon. It's an automatic. Elle est automatique. Cette voiture est vieille. Vous l'emmenez au mécanicien, au garage. I'm taking my car to the garage. I'm taking my car to the garage. It's an old car. The mechanic is going to fix my car. Le mécanicien va réparer ma voiture. The mechanic fixes cars. The mechanic repairs cars. To fix, to repair, The mechanic remodels cars. Il les restaure. Il change les modèles. The mechanic fixes cars. The mechanic repairs cars. The mechanic paints cars. Do you like sports cars? Aimez-vous les voitures sportives? Do you like sports cars? Yes, I love them. Décrivez-nous votre voiture. Describe your car. What's your car like? Is it a Ford? Is it a Toyota? Is it a Datsun? Describe your car. Is it old? Is it new? Is it rusted? Is it damaged? Does it have new tires? Are the tires old? Is it a two-door? Is it a four-door? Is it a station wagon? Is it automatic? Voilà quelques expressions pour décrire les voitures. Allez-y, décrivez votre voiture ou celle d'un ami ou d'un voisin. C'était la première partie de la 43e leçon de English USA, lesson number 43. Dans quelques instants, nous nous retrouverons de nouveau avec Martin Lerner chez le garagiste at the garage. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Pour tous ceux qui sont à l'écoute et qui ont écrit, sachez que j'ai bien reçu vos lettres et je tiens à vous remercier. Pour ceux qui veulent des textes et des cassettes de nos leçons, il n'y en a pas pour l'instant. Je remercie chaleureusement Wivine Mjou Mwaluba au quartier Adula de Kinshasa au Zaïre, Francisco Kasongo Mambe, professeur d'anglais 3e niveau à Eshkola Chifuchi de Luena Moshiko, République d'Angola. Aussi à la même école, professeur d'anglais au 3e niveau d'Eshkola Chifuchi, Monsieur Daniel Sony Chinganga, à Luena, encore République d'Angola. Monsieur Aubin Bolimbo, de Kisangani. Monsieur Mbemba Louis, pharmacien inspecteur régional du Poul, à Brazzaville, au Congo. Monsieur Tondo Roberto, à Luanda, en Angola. Le frère Mbwaki Alphonse Noki, au centre évangélique La Borne, à Kinshasa 2. Stanis Mbikayi de Bruxelles, Belgique. Nous nous retrouvons maintenant avec Martin Lerner chez un garagiste, at the garage. Il parle avec un mécanicien, un mechanic, qui explique son travail. Vous apprendrez toujours d'autres mots descriptifs, en particulier ceux qui concernent la description d'une voiture.
That's very interesting. You restored the old Packard. How did the car look?
It was beautiful.
Did it look new?
It was better than new. The paint was better and the tires were better. And it was brown. I love brown cars.
Where is the Packard now?
I sold it.
What are you doing now? Are you restoring cars now?
Sometimes. I repair foreign cars, too. Tell me about your car. Maybe I can fix it.
Do you sell cars?
Sometimes. I sell used cars. I buy damaged cars and repair them. Then I sell them.
Are they wrecked?
No, they aren't wrecked. Sometimes there are accidents in shipping. The cars are damaged. They have broken lights or windows. The paint is scratched. The tires are ruined.
Oh, I see. The problems are not serious.
No, the repairs are simple.
I need a new car. Do you have a good car now?
I have three beautiful cars now. What do you need?
Can I see them?
Not today. They aren't here. They are at my home.
Tell me about them.
Do you like sports cars?
I like them, but I don't want one.
Okay, one is a green sports car.
I like green cars.
I can paint any car green. One car has four doors. The other car has two doors.
The four-door car is better for my family.
The four-door is smaller. The two-door is bigger. The two-door is blue.
What color is the four-door car?
It's white. Do you like white cars?
Green cars are better.
Do you want to see the car tomorrow?
I can't come tomorrow. I'm going to Arkansas. Which car do you like?
Two-door cars look very nice. This one is light blue. It is dark blue inside. The seats are blue leather.
Is it automatic?
Yes, both cars are automatic. The sports car is not automatic.
What is the four-door like?
It's white outside and red inside.
I don't like red.
It's older. The two-door is new. The four-door is 1 year old. It's not expensive.
Can I see them on Friday?
Sure. Can you come to my house tonight? I live on the north side of town.
I can come tonight.
Come at 8 o'clock. I live at 1226 Taft Street.
I can find it. I have a map. What does the house look like?
It's white brick. It's not very big. It has large windows in front. The roof is black, and the front door is yellow. The number is on the front door.
And it has a green car, a white car, and a blue car in front.
And my motorcycle.
Écoutez comment on compare deux ou plusieurs objets, des voitures par exemple. This car is small. Cette voiture est petite. This car is smaller. Cette voiture est plus petite. Vous pourriez dire aussi big, grande. Big. This car is big. This car is bigger. This car is the biggest. Ou bien, vieille, old. This car is old. This car is older. That car is the oldest.
The two-door car is small.
The four-door car is smaller. The sports car is the smallest.
Small. Smaller. Smallest. Big. Bigger. Biggest. Old. Older. Oldest.
Pouvez-vous répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner? What color of car do you like? Quel genre de couleur de voiture aimez-vous? Do you like sports cars or four-door cars? Aimez-vous les voitures de sport ou les voitures à quatre portes? Do you like big cars or small cars? Allez-y, répondez.
What color of cars do you like? Do you like sports cars or four-door cars? Do you like big cars or small cars?
See you tonight.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Et voilà pour cette leçon d'anglais, lesson number 43. That's it for now. C'est tout pour l'instant. On continuera à apprendre à décrire. In the meantime, entre-temps. In the meantime, practice describing your car. Or your friend's car. Or your neighbor's car. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
give me back like a finger. And I gonna try to be single. And the way that she's dancing, I don't know.
Avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
Why you go down? chukucha. Oyoyoya. Ay chukucha. Oyoyoya. Ay chukucha. Oyoyoya. Ay chukucha. 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 Ay chukucha.
Chief.
La meilleure musique et les dernières nouvelles, VOA Afrique.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. Jump up.